are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Welcome to the Kathy Hood Show. Are you ready to unleash your power? We've got another power-packed show where we encourage, empower, and equip you to prosper. It's time to discover your God-given purpose and advance your life by unleashing your power from within to impact the world. Your gifts are not in front of you. They're trapped on the inside of you. But have no fear. I am here to help you realize your true potential and set it free. Get ready for your dose of discovery, divine intervention, and impartation. Are you ready? Let's go. All right, everybody. Today's episode is sponsored by Sparlin Healthcare. You don't have to live in pain. Sparlin Healthcare services patients for chiropractic care and spinal correction, to serious accidents, to neck and back injury, to family medical care and disease prevention. To learn more about them, please visit www.sparlinhealthcare.com. Here's a minute with the doc.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alyssa Jordan, and I'm a chiropractor at Sparlin Healthcare. We're located in Southwest Atlanta and have been serving the community for over 65 years. If you've been in an accident and are looking for the best care Atlanta has to offer, give us a call at 404-753-3141 to schedule your appointment. We'll even hook you up with the hardworking attorney who's ready to fight for you. Our clinic also offers DNA testing, drug and alcohol screenings, employment drug testing, family medical care, and disease prevention. Send me a direct message on Instagram at Dr. Alyssa Jordan or call now to schedule your appointment. That is spelled Dr. Alyssa Jordan. Look forward to hearing from you soon.
All right. You know, I am excited to join you all every Tuesday night when my show airs to chat it up about life and discovering your gifts and how important it is. I am your gift coach, and I teach and empower people to discover their gifts and how to live life on purpose. It's what I do. It was what I was put here to do. And believe me, every chance I get, I'm encouraging someone to find their gifts. Discovery of gifts not only help you discover your true identity, but help you find your place in this world. Right now is the time. It's time to reset, ladies and gentlemen. When this pandemic is over, doing things the same old way will not elevate you to higher heights on the other side of this thing. It's time to become all that you've ever dreamed of. Yep, I said it, dream. And that's the one thing people don't do anymore. People stopped dreaming a long time ago. And if God has given you a vision and you have seen it, then it's possible. No matter what people have told you in your past or your present, it is a spiritual thing. So for this episode, You Deserve Better, I want to introduce you to my beautiful guest, Mrs. Kelly Adams, my sweetie pie, my heart, my baby girl. Welcome to the show, Kelly. How's it going?
It's going wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. So Kelly, tell my listening audience a little about you, or a lot, whatever you feel like sharing, because you know I'll tell it all.
But well, let's see. So about Kelly, I was born and raised here in Atlanta, Georgia. I am married, going on 8 years in October. I have two little ones, a two-year-old son and a six-year-old son. I work full-time with a university as a corporate representative. And what that means is I manage all accounts throughout the state of Georgia, from businesses to hospitals and community colleges. I'm also a realtor part-time, and I am also a certified personal trainer here in the city of South Fulton. Have held boot camp since 2016, and I just realized I hit 4 years in the month of March, and I was like, wow. So yeah, but that's it about me. Anything else you can think of?
Well, I love the fact that, you know, you are your mother's child. You know, you work full time, you have a family, you know, you're a realtor part time, and then you have your own business, right? I'm like, it's just in our blood. Hey, what can I say?
We can't help it.
I know. It's just who we are. So I love it. Absolutely love it. So, you know, you said that you have a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old. I almost want to say a 6-year-old and a 6-year-old, right?
Exactly. And he will tell you he's 6. Or 7.
Right. I love it. Love them boys, you know. But anyway, you ready to share, Kelly?
I am. I'm ready to share as much as you want me to.
Yeah, well, you know, this show is about being real and raw. And I love it because I love to be able to share our story, my journey, in order to get people to understand that they're not the only ones, you know. Yeah. There are things that they're going through that other people have gone through. And I love to share how we got through it, you know, and all that good stuff. So as you well know, my level of honesty and sharing and telling it like it is the only way to go for me, right?
Yep. I know.
You've experienced that, what? All of your life.
Firsthand. Okay.
Hello. Look, so, okay. So the theme of this show today is you deserve better. Mm-hmm. At the age of 18 or 19 years of age, you said that to me. Do you remember?
I don't.
You did. You called me one day. This is when you went off to college. And, you know, I remember the day that you called me and you said the words that I thought was going to crush me for the rest of my life. And you said, as long as you are with him, I will never come back home. Do you remember that conversation?
Now, I do remember saying that. I do.
And so after that, I believe, I don't know what inspired you to call, but you were in tears when you called me and you were like, Mom, you deserve so much better, you know, and you wanted me to be out of that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that I could tell you at the time, I said, I'm gonna help you to remember, because you were saying that grandma said, I don't know who this person is.
Oh, yeah.
It was during that conversation. So tell me a little bit. Now you remember that conversation you had.
Now
with
that
grandma.
I do remember.
And what was that?
And I do remember my father telling me the type of person that you were as well. Like, it was like, okay, is this way or the highway? Oh, is this way? Okay, I'm gone. So I'm like, well, what happened to her? So I'm thinking, well, maybe if I can help you remember
who I am,
then maybe you'll just say, okay, well, she's right. I'm just going to leave. And so I don't know, you know, and even when you were telling me that, I didn't understand it.
Right.
I really didn't. I did not understand. I didn't want to understand. I just wanted you out of this situation because I had seen it for so long.
Right. And it was a pretty long time. I try to tell people. So, you know, we've been talking every episode about the incident and we're building up to that. So I want people to stay tuned because we're going to tell the whole doggone story and with the main characters, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
And all this is just part of it leading up to that point. So people, they think they got life bad. I know everybody's situation is different, but they don't know our story. They don't know the difficulties that we had and everything. And because guess what? We don't look like what we've gone through.
I was just about to say, a lot of people don't look like what they've gone through. And we certainly don't.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you found it hard to understand when I told you it was a spiritual thing. So how did you get past that feeling of feeling bad or feeling sorry for me?
Honestly, I just had to trust you. You know, I have trusted you my entire life. I will go anywhere with you blind. If you say try this, do that, I'll do it. So I just had to trust you in that instance. And, you know, that was the answer that was constant. I had been saying that for years and, you know, making my feelings known about your situation. So our situation, because your situation was our situation. I had to trust you and believe that, you know, you had our best interests at heart. If you felt like we were, our lives were in jeopardy, or you felt like, you know, it was just a too bad of a situation, that you would remove us from it. And that's the only thing that I could do at the time, was trust you. And really, and you raised us to be very vocal about who, you know, about our opinions, and not just our opinions, but how we feel about certain things, and really just expressing ourselves. So I'm grateful that you always did that. And, but because you allowed me to do that, and because you did hear me, and because you did even take time, some parents don't even be like, child, I got this. You know, you even, you didn't even have to tell me it was a spiritual thing. You know, Kelly, you just have to trust me. This, cool. I just had to. And after that, I probably didn't mention you or him probably ever after that.
You didn't. So now, with that being said, I love it. Thank you. Because we've never had this conversation. So people, you guys are hearing this for the first time, our conversation about where we are right now, and that situation at that time, where it was years and years ago. But, and like I said, she was in her late teens, just went to college, and she's over 30 now. So imagine that. Yeah. So how do you feel now, you know, about the decision that you made to just trust me?
Yeah. I just had to. And obviously it was the best thing to do.
Awesome. Awesome. So how has the experience of growing up in a household with a drug addicted stepfather affected you?
At the time, I thought it was horrible, you know, actually going through it. But in all honesty, once I got through college and in the real life and as an adult, it really helped me wing out some crazy people, you know, that could have been planted in my life. And it could have been somewhat of a generational cycle. Yeah. But I think what happened was, because I was so aware of what those behaviors look like in a person, what they look like when they are under the influence, and things like that, it really just helped me to just be a better adult and really pick a better mate for myself. Mm-hmm.
Yes, by the way, shout out to Fernandez.
I love Fernandez. He is great. I mean, from really just from a goal, you know, we just there. It's right. Like, I started seeing people.
How can you meet your the male version of you? Not really necessarily the male version, but such a, y'all compliment each other so well.
Yeah, it is very seldom that we don't see eye to eye on things. Like, I would probably say maybe 10 to 20% of the time, and 20 may be high, but we do compliment each other well. I think me and the kid going places.
Well, G-Ma gonna be right there with y'all. So, hey.
Yeah.
Hello? Them boys will not have it leaving G-Ma behind, okay?
Any other way. Okay. Where G-Ma?
So, but yeah, it is, I love your answers. And this is like, guys, it's like straight from the heart. And, you know, just being in that situation, but during that whole time. But the one thing you said to me, though, after you even left, and as an adult, and before you even got married, before you even had kids, you told me you had a wonderful life, because I was able to shield you guys from the, I took the brunt of everything.
You did.
You know, and I definitely tried my best to keep as much away from you guys as possible, but because you were very intuitive, yeah. And paid attention to what was going on around you.
That was my perceiver.
Right. A lot of, mm-hmm. Exactly. That perceiver was showing up as mm-hmm. a child, as a, yeah. I mean, so we met when Kelly was about 4.
Yeah.
You know, and so we married, of course, when Nick was 5. And yeah. So it's 6 years between you guys. So go figure.
Yeah. Right?
So that's a long time, mm-hmm. You know, and, but the, you know, the one thing you told me, you said that you did have a beautiful life, you know?
Yeah, I really did. Made me feel good. And to be honest, anybody that was in my life probably would have never known Stefan was addicted.
They didn't.
They would have to hear it from either me or you. Mm-hmm. So like, it wasn't like we were in a household that was just ridiculous. It wasn't violent. It wasn't, you know, unhappy. It wasn't, it wasn't in a bad condition or rundown or anything like that. So I don't want the listeners to think that, but it's just because I was a perceiver child, I knew things just weren't like a normal husband-wife relationship in certain times when he went through certain spells.
Right.
He still is a wonderful guy. And I knew that was him in the core. But when he did have those moments of usage, is a different person.
Right. Right. And then too, you and I were pretty close. So you knew when I was upset, mad, unhappy, or whatever.
Yeah.
So
never wanted to see you cry. Never wanted to see you sad.
Right.
You know, it was me and you before him, you know.
Exactly.
So yeah, it was just me and you.
Just me and you, girl, riding and dining together. Mm-hmm. And so I would like to say though, you know, so we got to the place where years passed, you gone on off and Nick is getting ready to graduate high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the incident happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just devastating to a lot of people. And honestly, you handled it way better than I thought. And I saw your maturity. So, you know, I just want to say kudos to you. Even 6 years later, when we decided to get back together, you operated so maturely in that, like, Mom, are you sure? You know, and talking to me as if I was the kid. I'm like, okay. Go on with your bad self, girl. I loved it. So tell me just your thought process with that. Here again, just trusting me.
Well, honestly, I didn't even know that you thought that I handled that in a mature way.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that, but it's two pieces to that. So like the first piece was Mama C calling me and explaining this to me. I remember it was a June and I was living over in Cobb County, mm-hmm. East West Connector. But I don't remember the exact year. It had to be 05 or 06 or something like that, right?
Yes.
Okay. But I do remember her calling me. She totally just calm, you know, just explaining everything what had happened the night before. And I just remember feeling like, oh my God, why didn't you call me in that moment
mm-hmm.
or that night? You know what I mean? But I wasn't really expecting that type of phone call, but I kind of felt like something could have happened like that at some point, just because of some irrational some type of behavior that we would see periodically with him, if he get anger, you know, or mm-hmm. something like that. But and that's why I was like that, you know. It just, I wasn't expecting it, but I felt like it could have happened.
Right.
But then on the second end, when you guys decided to get back together, that was another trusting piece for me. It's like, okay, this is your decision. You went through that. And that's mm-hmm. what I had to explain to other family members that were upset that you guys right. had got back together. I'm like, she went through it. We didn't.
Right.
Her life was almost taken, not ours.
Right.
So if she can trust him enough to marry him again, we got to trust her. And that's where I was.
Well, awesome. So, and that's a mature moment. That's definitely a mature level. And so it was just great.
But that was God saying though, you know, like because how old was I in 2006? I don't even know. Probably 23.
Yeah.
So it's like.
So we know you were in maybe like your early 20s.
Yeah. So, you know, like God had to have given me that calm spirit at that time,
right?
Because of how I always felt about him.
Mm-hmm.
When I got of age to know exactly what was going on, to get some news like that. And I think too, sadly, I was hoping that that would mean that y'all would not be together, like no more.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Me but too. You know, everyone had But I think I was just born with a mature spirit, you know, because like your friends will always tell me that, everybody that I encounter would say that, you know, you're mature for your age. People at my job. So I will always hang with older coworker.
Right. I'm like, who is that 99-year-old person you going out with?
I do not discriminate.
Okay. And that's how your mom is. But So would you attribute that, you know, to the discovery of your gifts, understanding you and me? And
absolutely. Because I think I first took that test in my late teens, right? Or maybe high school. Mm-hmm. It was between high school and late teens. So once I really started understanding, at first I was like, what is a gift? You know? And then when I took it, I was like, wow, like, okay, administrator, I do have these qualities. Perceiver, I do have this quality. Giver, I do have these qualities. So, I would definitely think so, especially just being around you and learning more about them and learning how to, with that administrator part, just really learning the pros and cons of them and knowing that to really do better about expressing things that I'm really excited about and not just, you know.
Right, like,
I'm happy.
Mom, I'm excited. Yes, Mom, I'm excited. I'm like, what? Like, really, girl, for real?
My facial expressions, I have really grown from that. Especially, I don't know if it was just, it's certainly that, because if I didn't have you guys to tell me and understand those qualities that's a part of that particular gift, I wouldn't even know that I was doing it.
That's right. Because guess what? It's you. It's what is your DNA. It's how God made you. It's your makeup. So yeah. Remember when you were in high school, what I said before we even found out the gifts, I was saying, oh my God, she's really nice, guys.
Yeah, she's really nice. Trust me. She's a really good friend.
She's like an awesome friend, you know, for the ones who may be saying, Miss, at that time it wasn't Miss Hood, but, you know, Kelly's mom, you know.
She doesn't like me.
I know, she likes you. Believe
Trust me, if she didn't like you,
you would know it.
Yeah. So, trust me, if she didn't like you, she wouldn't be talking to you.
Right, you would not be over our house, okay? Mm-mm. Okay, so discovering your gifts helps to unleash your power in everything you do. I mean, you know, I wholeheartedly believe that. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, and then just think about it, because now we're talking about your life of unleashing your power. And so understanding your gifts. So we talked about it from a young age, and now you into your adulthood as a married woman, and you've seen how those gifts, they didn't change much, but they did switch roles as your life changed, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So the perceiver gift went down and my server gift came up, because I joke with my friends often, especially now that we're in quarantine period. I feel like a maid. That's all I do is cook and clean.
And play with Caleb.
And cook and clean and snack and this and that and nap time and all that. So I feel like, so yes, but even before the quarantine period, them just joking with that. But, yeah, the perceiver gift did go down. So I took it twice. One in younger adulthood, in which my gifts were administrator, perceiver, giver. Mm-hmm. And then when I took it more recently, it was administrator, giver, server, or server, giver. I can't remember if it was two or three, but it certainly has. And I still have my perceiver gift is definitely still there. It's just not used as often.
And that's the case. And that's what I want everybody to know, is that you have all seven gifts, but the top three are the ones that you operate in, especially the top two, which you operate in most frequently, right? Mm-hmm. So our mother and daughter relationship has been amazing since the day you were born, girl. The day you were born, girl, we were like, hey, girl, hey, mama, hey, baby. You know, and we've been stuck like glue ever since. Mm-hmm. And well, except for the one time when you were about 2 months old.
Uh-oh.
And you were crying when I was trying to bathe you. But when your grandma bathed you, I didn't hear a peep out of you. You were just the perfect little baby. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, okay, let me come. I think I'm over it now, right? But it's been 30-something years.
Okay, Ma, you gotta get over that now.
But I'm like, okay, little girl, how in the world are you gonna let her bathe you and not me? I don't understand. But ladies and gents, you deserve better. And the only way you're going to experience better at its full potential is to discover your gifts, hands down. Because guess what? You know, we have to teach people how to treat us. And discovery of your gifts will help you to do that because you will begin to embrace you. Am I right?
Absolutely.
So as you discovered yourself, and discovered your gifts, now you don't have to apologize for who you are anymore.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm sorry, guys. She's really nice. You know, she just looked mean. And that's what they said about administrators. But as we began to learn our gifts, we were able to make a difference and make a change. What are you thinking?
Well, I was thinking when you were saying that, I instantly started thinking about just like getting out into the real world after college, getting jobs, and just really honing in on that number one gift, which was administrator, and really just taking on the lead role of a lot of things. A lot of times it wasn't necessarily given to me, but we weren't in a position to where we had leaders and where I just excelled. You know, I always found ways to bring out or pull on other people's it was essentially their gifts, but how I would relay that to like
their talents or the things that they were good at
their
doing.
Talents, yes. Mm-hmm. So the things that I felt like they did really well, that's how I would delegate things. And so essentially that was using their gifts because those
exactly.
are the things that we do really well.
Well, that's what administrators are good at. We're good at actually seeing other people's talents and gifts and utilizing them. And mm-hmm. then we know that that's what they're good at. They're going to love doing it. And we're going to get the job done and everything is going to be A-okay. And mm-hmm. I don't have to be looking too crazy at you too often because it's something that you love and we're going to work well together.
Right.
So, and then just you operating in your server gift. I recognized it after you got your house.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You know, and every time you turn around, you're sweeping. You're wiping mm-hmm. something up. You're somebody eating something. She cleaning it up. And
mm-hmm.
I never noticed that server gift in her.
Mm-hmm.
But it is there, big time. Oh,
especially now.
Yeah, especially.
And I can't tell you how many times I sweep downstairs a day.
Right. I can only imagine.
Because I can't stand it. I can't stand clutter. I make the boys pick up their toys every evening. Like, it's just. I just can't do it.
And that's our service. Our service cannot stand clutter. Point mm-hmm. blank, period. And then mm-hmm. giver. I see how you give, you know, and you pray and ask God to direct you. And that's what givers do.
That's
on where to give and who to give. And then you don't mind serving in that area, you know, and that if it's an organization where you can do something, you don't mind serving in that
time.
Area. Yep.
Yeah.
You don't mind giving time or money or whatever. You know, so
and now that you say that, my husband and I, we were talking about, I don't know if you heard this, but Tyler Perry recently bought groceries for all the seniors. Did you hear about that?
Yes, I did.
And so we were just like, what can we do on our level? You know, while we can't afford to, go and buy groceries for several people in the city, you know, what mm-hmm. can we do on our level?
Right.
So we've just been kind of praying on that and talking about it actually today again to see exactly, okay, you know, we kind of want it to happen organically. You know, we just
right.
see a family that needs something because we don't have the outreach like Tyler Perry do. He probably had his assistant call these stores, say, okay, for this hour, we're going to pay all the groceries. Just let us know how much the tab is.
Right.
So what we can do on our level, we want to do. And I think he has that giver gift too. I think his is teacher, giver, perceiver.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Right.
But yeah, so just stuff like that. And anonymous too. You know,
they don't want to be, don't blow the trumpet, you know, and make a noise about it. You know, you don't mm-hmm. want to, you just want to do it because that's just who you are.
Yeah, and we're being obedient. And I know that this is something that we should do because the Bible says so.
Mm-hmm. And so, but the thing about it is, here again, when I'm saying this is how you learn to teach people how to treat you mm-hmm. is when you begin to operate in it, and that person can accept you who you are. Mm-hmm. And so now, again, we can be unapologetically us and do the things that we've been put here in the earth. So until we get to that place of doing that, you know, people will be wandering in the wilderness for forever.
Yep.
And so
just lost.
Saying,
and not understanding this.
I'm sorry?
I said just lost and not understanding why they're made that way.
That's right. And then, you know, because other people can make you feel bad about who you are.
Oh, you know,
and honey, so that's why I'm saying you deserve better. And I thought about that when that theme came to my mind, it made me think about when you said that to me, you deserve better. And it was in another type of situation, but my gifts got me through this whole situation of being married, you know, and going through that crazy period in our lives. So it was my gifts that got me through it. And when I discovered about the gifts. So I discovered my gifts, and then I was starting able to recognize his gifts. And even though he didn't want to hear it, you know.
Oh yeah.
Totally did not want to hear it. But it helped me to operate differently. And then, you know, but once he did understand my gifts, guess what? It made him begin to operate differently as well. Mm-hmm. And so now, you know, that's how I was able to go through this process and just be better and you know, demand that I be treated better, you know? So I'm just saying discovery of your gifts will help you in every situation. I don't care what it is, a job situation, a marriage situation, a kid situation, you know, just whatever type of situation with any human being.
Mm-hmm. You know, cause I see the gifts of my 6-year-old right now.
That's right. We talk about that so mm-hmm. we can see it. And so, you know, so you can see with any human being, you can, those gifts will help you and it'll save you from prolonged hurt, anger, bitterness. And this is one I just had to add, pettiness.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can go through life being petty over stuff that really don't mean a hill of beans, all because you don't understand somebody else's gifts. Because that's once it. You understand your gifts and learn about these things, it helps you to understand other people and you won't get caught up in the pettiness.
Mm.
And
that's
so
a big
much
one.
Time.
Hmm? That's a big one.
Yeah.
That is a big one.
So let me tell you, guys, I'm just saying, you know, when you learn your gifts, when you discover them, and you can just, you can reach out to me through the through my show page. And the producer will send us the questions or comments that you guys have, and we can discuss them on the next show. So we're planning on doing, you know, some, listening parties, and that way you can join us live. And, you know, so we can talk about some of these things. And once you discover your gifts, you will step up like a boss. Everybody talking about being a boss, boss chick, boss this, and boss that. I'm like, I'm so sick of hearing that. Step up like a boss. In your gifts, not just because you think that you know something somebody else don't know, you know, because if you know something somebody else don't know and you are proficient or experienced in it, you should be sharing and teaching others. So it will help you step up like a boss. It'll help you to step into action like a superhero. And it will cause you to stop dumbing down.
Mm-hmm.
Stop dumbing down, trying to make other people feel good because they feeling all uncomfortable because you are on another level, and make people treat you the way you deserve to be treated, which is better. All right.
That's
so
it.
Kelly, will you please just, you know, I'm just excited to have had you on the show, but will you just please give a word of encouragement and empowerment to our listeners about discovering their gifts or unleashing their power and how they can get the better they deserve?
Yeah. Let me see. So the encouragement that I would provide is to actually trust God's gift that he has given you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, when they first find out their gift, they're like, I don't want that gift, or I want this one, you know, and not to be envious of what another person has.
Absolutely.
Because again, we all have them all, but you're operating in these top three. So just own it. Trust God. Know that he made you like that for a reason. Learn the pros and cons of those gifts that you have and that you operate in on. And not in a bad way, but just really to learn to, what do you call them when you're going over the pros and cons of the gifts?
When you're talking about, so we're talking about the strong characteristics and the problem areas.
Right. So not cons, but problem areas. Learn those problem areas and get those better, like perfect them. And then to flourish in your gifts. So once you learn the strong areas and the problem areas, cultivate that and make it flourish for you, whether that's in your work environment, whether that's in your personal relationships with your children, with anybody, people that you find that you don't get along with. It's probably because it's not always them. It could be you too, you know, in some of your areas of opportunity with your gifts. So I think that would ultimately help you to accept your gifts, flourish in them, and to really elevate yourself moving forward in your life.
Amen to that. You know, the one thing I can say, that's truly what saved my life, you know, that God allowed me to find out about the gifts and that I could stand up in it, you know, embrace it. And, you know, what are things, you know, just people, just think about things that people say about you, yeah. You know, and that tells you a little bit about your giftings. And so we kind of covered them in my very first show. You know, I had my trainer, my mentor in the gifts, love Pastor Early, Elder Early now. And so once you find out these gifts, I'm telling you, it's going to change your life. You're going to operate in, you know, on so many higher levels, you know, yeah. And the more you learn and understand, the better it gets. So Kelly, thank you so much for joining me today. I am so overjoyed to have you on the show, sharing a little bit of our story and hope that it will encourage people to get past their past, discover their superpowers, which are their gifts, start unleashing their power in the earth so that they can teach people how to treat them better. Guess what? You deserve better. Don't believe me? Ask God. All right? So please remember to subscribe to the show to receive free giveaways, promotion announcements, and more at up2meradio.com. If you want to chat about any of the topics on the show, feel free to leave me a message and questions on my show page. We will definitely get back with you. And we will probably answer some of these questions on the next broadcast. So make sure you subscribe to the show. All podcasts can be heard at uptomeradio.com, Apple Podcasts, and other free podcast apps. Like us at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at uptomeradio. Join us for our next show where we will always keep it real, raw, and relevant. All right? Continue to join me on this journey on how you can unleash your power within you. You are totally worth it. Until the next time, keep shining.